Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Welcome to Skincare with Friends with Nia Patton
and Natalie. And
Natalie!
Hi!
Hi, how you doing?
Just getting really used to this, broadcasting from a distance stuff. I feel like
it's quite efficient, isn't it? I can't imagine you being in the room now.
No, I know.
Like, oh my god, Natalie used to come over. Jeez.
Isn't that really sad though? Although this way I can drink, so that's quite good.
Yeah, you're not driving over.
Mm-hmm. I'm having a lovely gin and tonic.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, it's great. How have you been? How's the last 2 weeks been?
Has it been 2 weeks? My God.
I think so.
I don't know. I don't remember anything specific about them, but they were nice, I think. It's been so warm here, hasn't it? It's pretty lush.
Unseasonably warm. And you know what's annoying is because I have my legs waxed, and obviously I haven't been for quite a while.
No.
And you know when people are like, I just let mine grow, and I think that would be nice if I didn't have the blackest, coarsest leg you've ever seen. I could not get away with, you could get away with it. You know, I'm a feminist, goddammit. But I mean, it would look really visible and sometimes alarming.
This is like frightening to children.
Yeah, lots of spiders on your leg. So, I just have to cover my legs by wearing.
Really, you don't shave them?
I haven't done that for 20 years.
No way.
Yeah, I've not shaved for 20 years.
Whoa.
Yeah, and that's why a part of me thinks waxing's really expensive. It would really I'd really annoy myself if I just wasted all that money by starting shaving again.
What is it about waxing that has to happen?
It's lovely. I love
it. It's lovely.
Yeah.
I went to Madame Wax. Yeah, in town. Sounds like an S&M thing. It is.
And it is, yeah. They get off on the paint.
It's so painful. Yeah, I went there for a wax and she didn't give a shit. It was lush. But it was so painful.
I'm sorry, which areas did you get waxed? Bikini area?
My lady garden.
Did you? I think they actually call it that on the menu, don't they? I'm sure they had something on the website that says lady garden.
There's one of them called the Rhiannon.
I have the Dieter. I don't know what the Rhiannon is, but it reminds me of, not Stevie Nicks, but the other one in Fleetwood Mac, who sang Rhiannon. And I think she had really big bushy hair.
You don't want to think about bushy hair, do you?
You don't.
I want a big bushy bush, please.
But it's really expensive. But I have to say, if that's your first waxing experience, that is a really nice first experience because you've got to kiss some waxing salon frogs before.
I had a wax in like a hotel spa once, a bikini wax. And the girl was like, bless her, she was only like 19.
They don't want to be there. No.
Yeah. Yeah, and I felt really sorry for her. And she didn't see. I was like, why are we doing this? Let's not do it anymore.
Yeah. Oh, so you just walked out with one.
No, I did. She just sort of did nothing. And I was like, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, it's odd that. Whereas the woman in Modern Wax, I think you had the owner, didn't you? And I had the owner.
Yeah.
And she just does not care.
She doesn't care.
And she's like, "Why aren't you taking it all off? Why are you leaving the strip?" And I was like, "I want the strip. You know, I don't want to look pubescent. That's weird to me." And she's like, "Well, think about it. Next time, just have it all off."
It's mine. Bits and bobs, lady. Leave them alone. I think I was heavily pregnant when I went because I was let's just make it, you know, a clean playing field for the medical professionals. And I don't know what they must have thought. poor midwife.
Really, she probably thought, that's a nice clean playing field. She probably just think that because your babies just flew out. You just coughed and they came out. So
No, I don't know about that. Didn't feel like that.
They were pretty quick though.
The middle one was quick, really quick, terrifyingly quick. I was like, practically gave birth to in the toilet.
Wow.
Yeah, was it like an hour? All in all, really.
That's amazing.
Oh, it was awful.
Oh my god,
it was horrible.
Oh man, other people's birthing stories, they just sound so far away from your own, don't they? You know, when you hear other people's, you're like, wow, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Mine was an episode of Casualty, but I wouldn't change anything
awful, yours.
Now.
I
just wouldn't change it, you know?
No, she arrived safely, and that's the main thing, isn't it?
Exactly. Man, it's been a mad couple of weeks. The world is burning. It's just, I think I've just cried and felt hopeless a lot this
I know, yeah. Oh, God, it's been
it's
awful.
Just,
like,
yeah.
I keep looking at Twitter and just holding my head in my hands. Like, it's horrifying.
Yeah, it is. And what's really, really wonderful to see is all your favourite skincare and beauty brands not being afraid to piss off
everyone's
the All Lives Matter
about
crew.
It.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I really, really respect that. And also putting their money where their mouth is. I think Desi and pledged £100,000, didn't they, to the NAACP?
Yeah, they did,
Glossier, I think, did $500,000.
Or did they? I didn't see that.
And I think that's wicked. And then brands like L'Oreal stood up and said, this is no good. Racism will not stand. And that really just went down like a lead balloon because they are
virtue signalling bollocks.
Virtue signalling bollocks. And I think, didn't they have Munro Birdorf, who's a really famous black trans activist, and they fired her after she made a couple of race comments. Yeah, they just got rid of her and got Cheryl. Ugh. Cheryl from Girls Aloud, who
Cheryl
famously...
Cole.
Punched a black woman in a toilet.
Yeah, she did.
Club.
Yeah.
That
toilet
was,
attendant.
That was a good, good
done.
Replacement.
Yeah.
Like, it's the most offensive thing they could think of to do. Who should we get on?
Somebody who attacked needlessly a black woman.
Yeah. The worst. Ugh. Anyway, we're getting on our soapbox now. I just wanted to say, I just think it's. People have been really amazing about highlighting what's going on
and it's
sort of taking
really
well,
important really,
it is yeah but also taking well-deserved breaks from social media afterwards because if you're
people don't want to see like nonsense about skincare and offers on discount codes
and
it just seems really disrespectful, doesn't it?
It does. And then another, you know, a celebrity who doesn't bother posting anything but another, you know, a selfie or something. Mm. Again, a bit of virtue signalling. I just think it's, you know, I like watching the indies and the big ones all come together and deliver a proper strong message, but also actually some money where it's needed as well, which is brilliant.
Yeah, it's good.
And it's nice to see Britain and the rest of the world in support as well because...
Yeah, because there was a protest in London.
Yeah.
And in Cardiff, actually.
Was there really one in Cardiff? Yeah. I didn't even hear about that because I'm not on bloody...
Yeah, food. It was by the... So there was a lovely picture of everyone outside the castle, really far apart from each other. Yeah, having a socially distant protest.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Really Anyway, we love you. We love you, America.
Yeah, good luck.
Yes, absolutely.
You fucking dickhead president.
I know. Well, I mean, I think the only thing that like people and Democrats might be happy about is this is happening so close to the election.
Yes, I know. So, have you heard? Have you heard about Anonymous?
Yeah, they've made a comeback, haven't they?
Yeah. Mm. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I don't know what I don't know what message they came up with. What did they actually say?
I don't know.
I find it really hard to understand them when they talk because they use the Bain. Voice thing where they're like
yeah
and they sound like Sepultura. They're just saying, I don't know what they're saying.
Yeah. So. No, I didn't hear. I just read their tweets. I just saw them on Twitter.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
Okay. Exciting. That is exciting. Back to the world of skincare. What are we talking about this week?
Yeah, so today I wanted to talk about rosacea. Okay. We haven't spoken about it before.
We did.
Have we spoken about it?
We have. I think we haven't done a whole episode based on it. But I know that people have asked us to do it.
Yeah, that's it. Somebody asked you. And you know I've been doing these skincare consultations? I put it up on my site so that I can, give specific advice to people. And I've had a lady who has rosacea recently.
So okay.
Reading up on it. I thought, well, it's a good time because it's quite complicated and it's a proper medical condition. So you don't want to just randomly tell people to use things unless you're sure that that's okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I feel like I've done my homework now so I can go ahead and spout off about it a bit.
I think you should spout off. Before you do, can I just say this before I forget?
Sure.
A skincare company, like an indie brand, sent me a direct message on Instagram to say, thanks for the follow, please check out our website. I can't remember what the name of it is, but there's a real trend of these indie little indie skincare brands that all sound like a bit like Mumford and Sons, but they're not. So there's Vintner's Daughter, but it's not that way. Yeah. Monday's Child, it's called Monday's Child.
Monday's Child.
Yeah.
I think.
They're like a British indie band. Used they don't do anything. That many. No, you. I think they've just launched recently. And I was like, cool, have a look at this. And it's basically just like facial oils,
Essential oils in there?
Yeah, but they do sort of recognise that and say, we've only put a tiny bit in.
Doesn't matter.
No. But no, the bit that, so you would dislike that bit, but the bit I dislike, and I don't know whether it's just because I'm listening to Caroline Hirons too much, but I just cannot stand the patronising language. If you're going to try and sell women products, don't say things like nasties. I hate it. I'm not a toddler, and I don't want to buy
your products.
And it says chemical free as well. It says clean, chemical free, and no nasties. And so I just said, I'm so sad because the rest of it looks beautiful. I'm sure it's really lovely. Like £86 though for this facial oil, which is like 30 mils. And to be honest, none of it looked like special ingredients. I'll try and look up what.
I'm looking at it now.
Are you?
The skin perfecting oil has jojoba. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Jojoba. Calendula, which is nice, rosehip, vitamin E, sunflower seed oil, chroma bright active.
Okay, so that was the one exciting thing in there.
Yeah.
It's the chroma bright.
I think Ishtar Skin likes to have a product with chroma
bright. They do, they've got the, treatment? I'll look at it now.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what it's called. And then lavender.
I got it.
So
nothing exciting apart from the chroma bright.
Yeah, calendula and vitamin E, they're nice.
Yeah, but they're fine.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know why I just decided to vent, but I just thought, stop doing it. Because can you imagine a product aimed at men? I'm not saying men can't buy these facial products, but let's just be very, honest. A lot of these, the market is, 80% women, 90%
women. Most of them will be women, Anything. Yeah, for sure.
Can you imagine, Max's car magazine or like an oil for whatever into oil stuff with, and they say no nasties. I mean, can you?
No nasties.
I don't use that language when you're talking to us. It's really.
It's patronising, isn't it? But I guess, in men's marketing, it's all about energy and vitality.
That's true.
That energising something.
And it's basically just got mint.
It's just really minty.
Brighten Up Pigment Correcting Fluid by Ishtar Skin Lights. Niacinamide and Chromabrite. Powerful but soothing fluid that fades dark spots and promotes
natural
flaws. And
that's £14 or something, is it?
That actually, no, that's the most expensive product they've got. It's 21 quid. I think that's the most expensive, but it's I've used and it's beautiful. It's just really lovely. Good. But anyway, sorry to digress. Let's talk about I just knew that if I got to the end of the podcast, I would have forgotten to say that. And
yeah, and then tomorrow you'd be like, oh, I didn't say it. I do that all the time.
Mumford and Sons facial oil.
So, anyway. So people rosacea will not be using Mumford and Sons facial oil with lavender in it. Absolutely not.
No way. That's not a giveaway there, that you just will not be using it. Okay.
No, you're not allowed that. No, no. So rosacea is a medical condition that affects the face. They don't know exactly what causes it, but it's probably genetic. They tend to be exacerbated by skin mites.
Okay.
These little mites called Demodex mites that live on your face. And apparently that can trigger rosacea. Also bacteria. And it tends to be more common in women over 30 with a fair complexion. So white women in their 30s, 40s tend to have it. And you'll notice it because your face is red. So you have redness of your nose and cheeks maybe. But there's lots of different types. And some people have like spots, itching, visible blood vessels, dryness, bumps, texture. It can affect your eyes as well.
Right. So, okay. Why, really?
Yeah. I don't think they know why, but some people get it in the eyes as well, so their eyes are sore. But yeah, if you think you've got it, if you've got this redness, definitely go and see a doctor first.
Okay.
Don't start buying skincare because there's other things it could be, and you want to make sure you haven't got something serious.
Right. Okay.
So yeah.
And you're doing consultations right now, and one of those have been. Consulting does have it has obviously that person has sought medical advice and
so she's got prescription treatment,
right,
but she just wanted to know what to do with the rest of her skincare around it, sort of thing.
I see. Okay.
Yeah
Okay.
So rosacea tends to be triggered by stuff, so you know, that's the first sort of principle of treatment is trying to figure out what triggers your rosacea and avoiding it. Mm-hmm. So I've got like a list from a textbook by a dermatologist called Zoe Draelos, who's like the queen of dermatology textbooks.
She's
written loads. Yeah, she's amazing. So this is the list. I'm going to reel it off. So first is sun exposure. So 81% of people with rosacea will be triggered by sun exposure. Emotional stress. Wow. Hot weather, wind, heavy exercise, alcohol consumption, hot baths, cold weather, spicy food, humidity, indoor heat, certain skincare products. And I think top of the list of the skincare products that can cause triggers are chemical sunscreens and acids, like glycolic acid.
Okay.
So anything that stings your skin. Heated beverages, certain cosmetics.
Heated beverages, just saying.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you've got to keep yourself in an environment where your food isn't too tasty.
And I love that. It's hot. Basically warm weather and cold weather.
Yeah, hot weather, cold weather, baths, wind. So what are you meant to do? And then heated beverages, certain fruits, marinated meats. Certain vegetables, dairy products.
Okay, we were laughing at marinated meats because I was like, what kind of marinade? But maybe it's like the chemical reaction that takes place when you've marinated a meat, you know, like say lemon juice on raw meat and that
oxidizes or something.
It oxidizes, but it cooks it, doesn't it? That's when you have like, what's it called?
A fermentation, no.
Yeah,
I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. Carpaccio.
Yeah.
Ceviche, that's what I'm thinking of.
Ceviche, and I was thinking, you were thinking Spanish, and I was doing Italian.
Yeah.
That's basically a shitload of stuff, though.
Yeah, it's too much. It's just depressing reading that list, really.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So find out what your triggers are. So really, 81%, yeah. So a lot of people.
Yeah.
Sun exposure is the big one.
Yeah.
And emotional stress, which actually I wouldn't have thought of, but kind of makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, how can you avoid that? Mm. You can't, can you?
Absolutely not. I wish she hadn't said certain fruits and certain vegetables. I really needed to be a lot more specific.
I can't. That's what she's written down. I don't know. Yeah. Sorry.
She needs to say, I don't know, acidic fruit. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you'd think it would be something like tomatoes, which is really acidic.
But then, fruits that you just think are really lush and harmless sometimes are the biggest bastards when it comes to triggering things, like watermelon. Like, my mother-in-law cannot eat a watermelon at all or go near it.
What happens to her?
Her skin flares up.
Yeah. So, yeah, I know people who have that with pineapple and strawberries. Yes.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah. Okay. Somebody I know who got like a red ring around their mouth in a hilarious fashion. They just look really funny when they have pineapple. That's really mean.
Oh dear, that is funny. I love it when there's any of these, when you have any of these triggers and you've got, anytime you Google anything and the trigger is always alcohol, coffee, and
it
sugar.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Whatever is wrong with you, like I have tinnitus, so I remember thinking.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Alcohol and caffeine trigger tinnitus.
Well, they tend to make it worse, I guess, because they're the thing. So they make everything worse. I think they're just the things that people just say make everything worse.
But
when they were really bad, and I thought, well, my tinnitus is really bad, but I kind of need to drink this bottle of red wine so that I can ignore it and fall asleep.
Yeah, it helps and it hinders in the same way.
Exactly. Okay, so what do we do now? Once we've recognised our triggers, then what's the next thing that we do?
So you get a good mineral sunscreen because the chemical sunscreens can be quite irritating.
Okay.
Then you go to the doctor. Well, go to the doctor first, find out what it is, get prescription stuff, and then get some good sunscreen. And when cleansing is another very, very irritating thing to do to your skin, so make sure that is as gentle as it possibly can be. So avoid soap bars. That was one of the things that came up in this skincare consultation. She was, my lady was using a bar soap. Have you heard of carbon? Carbon?
Yes.
Marketed to acne. Is it Carbon Theory? I don't know. They sell it in Boots and it's black bar soap and it's marketed towards acne sufferers. And it's just like, nobody should use bar soap on their face, least of all acne sufferers.
Do you remember the black soap was really popular?
Yeah.
African black soap. And it's the worst. It leaves the worst soap scum on your bath as well. But I keep going for my mother-in-law every year. I use it on like my legs and stuff, but I wouldn't use it.
It's a soap. It's not right. Yeah. You're not meant to use it on your face.
Carbon Theory Boots. There we go.
Yeah.
It's just this this real thing, this real trend of marketing charcoal-y products.
Yeah. Just charcoal doesn't do anything to your skin.
It's just aesthetically, it looks pretty. It's like a black bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. It looks cool. Rubbish. Like charcoal is detoxing. If you had heavy metal poisoning, they would give you charcoal to eat because it sucks everything up.
Is that why pregnant women traditionally were said to sort of crave things like coal?
Charcoal. I don't know. Yeah they did,
Big old wives' tale, isn't it? But
they'll crave wallpaper paste and things like that.
Yeah. That's strange.
Odd. Okay, really odd.
So basically go to, and what other things, what would your GP usually, if they've done their, research and they've correctly identified that you have rosacea, what would they usually prescribe?
So it's normally antibiotics, so tablets or creams, because it might be bacterial. Or there's this stuff called ivermectin, which is a brand name, Soolantra, which kills off the mites and reduces inflammation. So that's quite a common one.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, you know, if it's really bad, you can have laser.
Okay.
Have you seen, there's a condition called rhinophyma, which is a type of rosacea, and that's more common in men.
It's that around the nose?
Yeah. You know, when their noses become massive strawberries?
I thought that was just to do with boozing.
No. It's rosacea, which is triggered by alcohol.
Right.
So it's not just if you drink, you're going to get a big red nose. If you have rosacea and you drink, you're going to make it worse.
What's it called again? Just so I can look it up.
Rhinophyma. It's really unfortunate. My dad's got it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So his nose is slowly getting bigger. Poor man. Yeah. And there's nothing really you can do about it.
A subtype of severe rosacea.
Yeah.
But it gets worse between 50 to 70. Why is it so uncommon in men?
I don't think they know, really.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
It looks awful, doesn't it?
Well, it reminds me of Ricky Tomlinson from The Royal Family.
Yes. Yeah, he had it. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Okay.
But my dad will never go to a doctor, despite being one.
Because he's one.
Yeah. He doesn't want to go into a doctor and go, I've got a big red nose.
He will not go because he is one.
Yeah. Because he knows they're going to say, stop drinking alcohol. And he's going to go, nah.
Nope. No thanks. Yeah. Okay. So you would get an antibiotic prescription, some sort of cream, something to kill the... to kill the sort of mites. Is there anything steroidy, or does that not?
No, that's not on the list.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. Steroids, they work for eczema, don't they? But yeah, this has got kind of different how would you say it? It's got a different etiology is the word I'm looking for. So the exact cause of rosacea is completely different to eczema.
Right.
It's not purely about inflammation, but there is inflammation.
Right.
Maybe steroids would help, but it's never a good idea to put them on your face anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Because they thin out the skin.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Definitely need to get those prescription creams, though, because they'll really help.
Okay.
Yeah, try cutting down on alcohol, sugar, and caffeine.
Ugh.
Sorry.
Ugh.
I know it's really, really boring.
Yeah.
I hate saying that. Mm. It's like when people, if you ever like write on a chat room, what can I do about my acne? And everyone starts going, cut out milk and dairy. I hate that.
Yeah, and also, sometimes I just think I will do that, but only if you tell me that that's not just your go-to template answer.
Yeah.
If you actually know what that does. Because acne and dairy, they've always blamed it on that, haven't they?
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And there is proof that it is caused by dairy, but...
But then you said that you've cut out dairy before, and it...
I did, and it didn't work. Didn't do anything. Mine's just hormonal.
Mm.
Yeah, it just didn't make any difference. I don't drink that much milk because we did discover on a previous podcast that it's not cheese. It's actually milk itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yogurt and cheese are okay. UHT milk is okay.
Right. And
likely full fat milk is better than skimmed.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah. So that's quite nice because then... You can just go, well, I'm just going to cut out milk then, and I can eat cheese and know that that's nothing to do with acne. It's quite handy.
Yeah.
A bit of knowledge.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And so once we've cut down on alcohol, sugar and caffeine and we've decided that we're just, and dairy, why not? So your next tip is to, have we talked about supporting the skin?
No.
Skin's barrier then, yeah.
Yeah, so then you think about your skincare. So make sure your cleanser is super gentle. No soap, foaming cleansers, no alcoholic toners, fragrance, horribleness. If your skin feels taut or uncomfortable after cleansing, then that's wrong. Your skin should feel totally cool and soft and hydrated after cleansing, I think.
Yeah.
And then I always think, I'd never let my face dry out after cleaning my face.
Same now.
Yeah. So immediately get like a hydrating toner onto your face to stop all the water from escaping from your face immediately.
Okay.
Have a mist in your bathroom or a toner in your bathroom, like hydrating toner with no alcohol. Mm-hmm. Pop that straight on. Because otherwise if your skin dries out, it just gets really irritated. And then slap on some skin barrier supporting ingredients.
Okay.
Of which there are many that we could choose from. So, you know, there are a few sort of specific ingredients that you'll find in skincare products that you want to choose. Mineral sunscreen is the top thing you need to invest in as soon as you can.
Okay.
Yeah, and I find it quite hard to find a mineral sunscreen with no fragrance in. People all seem to be...
Really?
Yeah.
I think my Australian Gold one was fragrance-free.
Is that fragrance-free?
I think it was.
That is mineral. Yeah, so that's a really good one.
It was mineral, but the only thing is I haven't tried the non-tinted version, and I think the non-tinted version is very white-casty, I've heard.
Get the tinted one.
And it's only very lightly tinted, so you can sort of, you know, not look orange like I do when I'm using the Altruist one, sadly. I'll check about the Australian Gold, but I'm pretty sure there's no one.
Yeah, you can't.
Fragrance
it doesn't
in it.
Hit you in the face. Yeah, because even the Think Baby one is orange scented.
It is quite orange scented. Yeah.
I think I checked the Think Sport one. And that didn't seem to have fragrance.
Yeah, but then they put crazy crap in things that are for kids.
they do. That's the worst.
Just heard them saying the other day, he's like, oh, we have got anything. I was like, don't you dare, it's fine. She's actually wearing my Altruist, which is hilarious, by the way, because she's wearing full foundation.
Oh no!
But it's got lovely stuff in it. It's got butcher's broom extract. It's really, really nice things in there.
It's really nice.
But it's not scented, so.
Well, that's nice.
Exactly. Okay, so yeah, mineral sunscreens with no scent.
I think Think Sport. Apparently, there's one I was checking on Skin Addiction subreddit for the rosacea picks, you know, what do people with rosacea swear by?
Mm-hmm.
And there's one called SVR Sensifine SR SPF 50. So
okay.
If I can find any other ones, I'll put a list on our Facebook group, the Skincare with Friends Facebook group, so you can find it and have a look and do some research.
Okay.
But yeah. Yeah,
that sounds good.
If any listeners have some fantastic, unfragranced, purely mineral sunscreens which are pleasant to use, then please tell us.
Okay. I'm just on the Australian Gold, and there's no, there are no smelly things in the mineral sunscreen, the tinted mineral sunscreen.
Cool. That's good then.
It's got some lovely stuff in there, actually. Really nice. Although I don't know what cyclopentasiloxane is.
That is a silicone.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, that explains the lovely
silicone-y
juicy feeling.
Yeah.
It's not too silicone-y though, don't be put off if you don't like the feel
okay.
of it. I think it's lovely. Okay, sorry.
So mineral sunscreen is the best thing ever.
Okay.
Azelaic acid is the next skincare item you want to use if you've got rosacea, because it sort of exfoliates and it reduces inflammation.
And it comes from yeast, right? Azelaic acid.
Yeah.
Is that why it's so good then? Because it eats the, because it's like live kind of thing.
I kind of know what you mean though. I think I'm thinking of mosquitoes don't like yeast. Like, if you're going to a foreign country, take yeast, because the B vitamins in it repel mosquitoes.
Oh, right, I did not know that.
Do you not?
A lot of people, especially on the, this is the ordinary chat room on Facebook, and I see there is a lot of confusion with people lumping in azelaic acid with acids. So can you, do you know what I mean? With
The thing is, Deciem put them in the same list of direct acids. So it's direct acids, and there's all the alpha hydroxy acids, glycolic and lactic, and azelaic, and also alpha lipoic acid.
Right, okay.
Which, you know, they're not the same thing at all, really.
It should just be in the antioxidant bit for the alpha lipoic, I guess, and then
It
is azelaic as well, I guess, but
it's on its own. It's not like anything else. It should be another.
So if you're only because if people are thinking, what, they just told us not to use acids on our skin, it's not that kind of acid.
No, because its pH is around 5, which is the pH of skin. So it is it's a lot gentler than glycolic acid. It's not as irritating.
And it's lovely as well. It's just nice. Yeah. I really like using it.
Yeah, it's good for everything in the world. Yeah.
Yeah, just generally. Smear it on the world's problems, it's fine.
Just like squeeze a tube of azelaic acid at Donald Trump.
Oh my god, he really needs a few facials. Jesus,
it looks like he needs to wash.
It's like it's been orange. On over dirty skin. Like, don't wash your skin before you put the fake tan on, or is it a sunbed? I don't know.
Why doesn't it cover his eyes? Why doesn't he go up to his eyes?
I can tell he doesn't drink water, though. That's the biggest giveaway on that skin, isn't it? You do not drink a drop of water.
Like, my dad was saying about, we're really going on a little sidetrack here, but it just made me laugh. He said about, he got the test result from his COVID test.
And
he said it was so negative, it was positive. It was positively negative.
What? What?
It's like the most negative test ever. It was positively negative.
Oh my god, is that your dad talking or Donald Trump?
No, that was what Donald Trump said about his test.
He's so confused.
It's so negative, it's gone round the other way.
And become positive.
Become positive. I can't cope with the world that exists at the moment.
No, I know. It's tough.
No.
So we've done.
Anyway, let's talk about skincare. You know, please.
We're fine. So the next brilliant thing, which vitamin C is just great for everything, but you said vitamin that it C. can help strengthen blood vessels. How?
I don't know. It sort of makes blood vessels a bit more elastic, maybe, because it does increase collagen levels, so sort of boosting the efficiency of blood vessels and stop them from leaking and becoming ruptured, because that you do get with rosacea, you do get that, you know, there's visible capillaries that you can see on people's cheeks. That's because of rosacea as well. Also EUK 134, and then, you know, I was trying to sort of put together this regime for this rosacea lady. So we've got azelaic acid, vitamin C, and then there's EUK 134, which is the antioxidant. And Brandon, I remember in his Q&A, he said that was good with redness.
Okay.
That was his tip for rosacea. So, and then it gets a bit tricky to get it all in one regimen then.
It does.
Yeah, because you've got the Soolantra, the prescription drugs, and then vitamin C, which is quite irritating. And EUK 134 can't be used at the same time as vitamin C.
But then can you use a derivative, though, of the vitamin C and still get the same?
Yeah, I don't know if you get the same effect. I haven't seen any research about that.
Okay.
But I would say use a derivative, personally, because they're easier to use.
Or you can just use one in the morning, one in the evening, though, right? I mean, that should be okay.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you know, but there's, you know, there's a few things to sort of try and slot in there.
Yeah, there are.
Want to try that interfere with each other. And, you know, EOK-134 is good to use in the morning because it's an antioxidant.
Mm-hmm.
And so is vitamin C. Those are morning things.
Okay.
It gets a bit messy and too much. But I think, you know, if you've got rosacea, maybe just try one thing at a time. Just take it really slowly.
I was going to say the Ishtar lovely facial oil that I use at night that I've just used my last pump of.
Oh yeah, me too.
I've
run out. So
that's the only vitamin C derivative I'm using at the moment, and I use it at night time. So that's maybe a thought.
I use it in the morning. Yeah.
I just haven't got enough space in my regime in the morning, so I like using it last thing at night. But yeah, it is nice to use that. But yeah, a derivative might not, you know, go against EUK and might.
No,
still
it won't. You can use a vitamin C derivative with anything. So MAP and ascorbyl S, iso tetra palmitate. You can use we can use it with anything. There's no conflicts. So
it's just that whether it would be efficient against
rosacea. Would it?
Okay.
But yeah, I think, you know, it's just worth sort of just play the long game and try one thing, see how it goes. If it's working for you, then maybe consider adding something else.
Just sort of
play around with it. I wouldn't necessarily go in and buy vitamin C azelaic EUK and then just stick it all on in one day. Okay. But yeah, it's a tricky one. All of those things might help, but just take it easy. And you know, if you want to use acids, if your skin is feeling rough, then just start with mandelic, which is the least strong one. So just take it easy.
Yeah, my skin is not liking acids at the moment, so all I'm using actually is mandelic.
I'm not really, I don't think I'm using, am I using any acids? No.
It just doesn't feel right with the heaters like this either.
Yeah.
I'm
getting little irritated patches.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Okay, and so next then you've said that sulfur kicks off. The bacteria.
Sulfur's quite irritating as well.
Okay.
And apparently a lot of these people on rosacea forums use sulfur bar soap.
Okay.
Which just sounds like the worst idea ever.
It's like super irritating. And it's in bar soap form.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe scratch that one. But you're saying that they're available in ointments rather than...
Yeah, you can get sulfur ointment. So maybe just have a go on the ointment, which may still irritate your skin. Like with everything, just take it really slowly. Patch test, sort of use something for a couple of days and just see how your skin responds and then back off.
Okay.
And just use lots and lots of barrier support and hydration. So, ceramides and vitamins like niacinamide and B5, that sort of thing.
Okay.
So are you using a hydrating toner at the moment?
I am using Neod SDSM because I had sensitized skin rosacea. So basically I'd given myself a red face. Do you remember I had a red face?
You said last time.
And as soon as I had a glass of wine, I was having a Zoom meeting with my friends, catch up. And my face went really red and I felt uncomfortable.
Oh my God.
After a glass of red.
That sounds exactly like rosacea though.
But it's now gone. It's absolutely gone.
Okay.
So basically it was product induced rosacea, but I still can't put my finger on exactly what it was. I had it for a while. I had it about 3 or 4 weeks, about 6 weeks ago.
That's odd, isn't it? That's an odd reaction to have.
It is.
Normally,
but then I think
you'd have
probably
red sore skin, wouldn't you? But not flushing.
It was none of that. It was purely flushing, and I actually thought I was going through the early menopause. Because I got sweats and flushing, but I've been using some Neod SDSM, so the that lovely hydrating well, toner, but it does a lot more than that. And also modulating glucosides, also by NIOD.
Yes.
And that is just gorgeous.
It's so nice, isn't it?
Oh,
there's something about the smell of it. I love it.
It's lovely. It's yeah, and the texture as well is beautiful. But I don't know, you know what's in it, obviously, but it calms down a red face. If you've been overdoing it on
the episodes, got loads of things.
Oh, it's just beautiful. Really, really nice. And it's not for NIOD product. It's not bonkersly expensive either. It's about
21 quid. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
So, yes, in terms of...
those are great recommendations for rosacea, I think.
It's the two things that, honestly, I think worked. I used also the Hyalamide... Oh, what's their toner called? They've got two. They've got one that's like a pore flush one.
They're calling it Sub-Q Mist now.
Sub-Q Mist, there we go.
That's what I'm using at the moment. Yeah.
I really like that as well. And again, that's £13. I mean, it's nothing.
Not that much. No, it lasts for ages.
It does,
I squirt it on my face about 9 times a day.
I know. I've been doing it as well.
For months. Yeah.
Especially in this hot weather, and also when you've come in from doing a workout and you just want, and you've already sort of cleansed your face and you don't want to go overly nuts, as soon as you've done that, it's so lovely, like you said, to put that moisture straight onto your face.
Yeah,
it's really nice. It's really great.
Have I told you I've got I started doing YouTube videos?
Yes, you did. That's amazing.
It's so weird. I hate it in a way.
Why?
But it's so. I hate talking on camera. I feel really uncomfortable. But
we'll have to do a skincare with friends couple then, won't we?
We do need to do that. It would be so funny.
Yeah.
Great.
No, I think it'd be brilliant. We should do that.
I'd love that. But yeah, I just find myself feeling really like. But it's a really quick way of getting a little lesson about something out there. You know, it's much, much more efficient than typing.
Yes.
And like putting it on, doing a blog post. I'm going to just talk and then blah, blah, blah. And get it out there. It's really quick and easy. You know, but I wasn't doing it because I was like, oh, my bedroom's not tidy. I don't have like a nice white space. I can't be bothered to put makeup on and do my hair. And I just thought, fuck it. I'm just going to do it anyway, even though I look horrible.
I bet you didn't look horrible.
Well, I don't care now. It's fine. I look horrible. My hair, I was worried about my hair. And then I watched the video. I was like, my hands are so bony. They are so bony. It's like Skeletor doing a facial.
But I think they look kind of feminine because they're long and slender, whereas mine look like sausages that haven't been prepped and then all the meat just pops out. I've got really fat, chubby hands.
Oh, my God.
I'd much rather have your little bony hands than my uncooked Phil Mitchell looking.
They do not.
They do. I've got really fat hands.
Oh my God, my hands look like a witch. I do it as a joke to the kids. I'm like, try and get them with my bony claw.
I'm using we're going way off topic here, but I'm using hands chemistry, and I got the huge big pump version.
Wow,
man, it is just,
you're really treating your hands.
I am treating my gosh darn hands. I tell you what, they are very grateful. Really grateful.
Yeah.
So if anyone is...
I need some of that.
It smells lovely. It smells of strawberry chewits as well. Or like, opal
fruits. Yeah, maybe. I know what you mean. Yeah, sweetie smell. Yeah,
sweeties, yeah. Anyway, sorry. Your question was, am I using a toner? Yes, I am. I'm using NIOD STSM. There we go.
Yes. And if you have rosacea, you should use it too. It's lovely and calming and sort of removes the redness from the skin, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the... USPs on the website is to reduce redness.
It absolutely is true.
Okay. So, you know, the Ordinary does quite a few things that are handy for rosacea.
Mm-hmm.
They do a mineral SPF with no fragrance.
Don't buy it.
I would not recommend it. It's horrible.
It's crap.
It's so crap, purple.
But obviously works, but it's just very purple. Very
but it's
shiny.
So purple and shiny, but it's not even SPF 50.
Oh, like, no, it's a 30.
It's 30.
Yeah, like, what have they done there?
Yeah, like if it was 50, I'd be like, fair enough, that is going to block the sun. But it's only 30.
Right.
I've got SPF 50, mineral SPF 50s that are much, much lighter than this.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy white. It's stupid.
Yeah, yeah, that is. Okay. So they do it, but don't buy it. So cleanser?
Yeah. Yeah, the squalene cleanser from The Ordinary, that's non-irritating. And then there's also,
as well.
Yeah, I like it. It does take a little bit of working in, though. It's not one of those balms that just melts immediately.
Yeah, but I think that's my favourite part about it. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
It just feels massaging. A bit weird. Doesn't feel like it's doing anything. And then all of a sudden you cross this barrier and
it's
the most luxuriously textured cleanser I've ever used, and it's £5.
Really slippery.
Yeah.
It's
amazing.
It's perfect.
It really is.
And I like balmy cleansers that rinse off. That's my favourite thing.
Yeah.
So it is lovely. You know, you can really easily get it off. So have you ever tried the Niod cleanser? Low viscosity cleansing. Cleaning ester. No, it's not even called cleansing, because Brandon didn't like cleansing as a word.
I don't use this on a daily basis. The only time I use this is if I've been on a night out and I need to remove some seriously heavy stuff without wanting to rub my eyes. And also if I've been loading at the SPF all day long and I've had about 5 or 6 applications, then I will go in with the LVCE, as it's called, on my face, and I'll remove it with a pad, and then I'll follow it up with a normal cleanse with another cleanser.
It does. It does lift the makeup off your face.
It really does.
You can't rinse it off.
No.
And it just
sits
there in a film.
That's why you need to cleanse it off with another cleanser. Yeah. Basically, you can't. And it's too expensive for me to be using as like a Johnson's baby oil, which it does feel a little bit like that when you're first putting it on, even though it's not really an oil. Putting it straight onto a pad onto your skin. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I'd rather put it on my skin, remove it then, well, remove what I can with a pad, and then go in for a second cleanse. So basically,
I get a warm, damp microfiber cloth and clean it off with that, and then I do it again to really
it just doesn't off. And that's the thing, then. You don't want your face to feel like hurt, so you kind of need to go on really sort of gently with removing it. I'm coming to the end of it now, and honestly, it's one of those things I'm still not sure about repurchasing.
I agree. I don't think I'm going to get it again, even though it does take makeup off beautifully. But the Hyalamide High Efficiency Cleanser is kind of similar, but it does rinse off.
Okay.
Like, it turns into a milk that you can just rinse off afterwards.
Okay.
So I would go for that one.
Okay. I've not used that one. Okay.
Oh, yeah, go for that. I prefer the smell of the Niod one, but the Hyalamide one kind of smells like chip fat. I don't like. Yeah, which is not my favourite thing.
Gets rid of makeup.
It does.
Like chip fat. Okay, all right. So, and then, so what else? Deciem product. We've talked about the azelaic acid.
Azelaic acid. Yeah. And EUK 134. And then niacinamide. That's great. So it's sort of hydrating, calming, good for the moisture barrier.
Okay.
Amino acids plus B5. That's really nice. And the panthenol will help support.
So,
the skin.
Basically, the B vitamins here are super important, aren't they? Then,
They're helpful. Yeah.
Okay.
Hyaluronic acid plus B5. You know, but I hate that stuff. It's so sticky.
Yeah, just you don't like
pills
it.
Off.
Yeah, I know. My friend just bought it and texted me and said, "Oh, how do I put this into a skincare routine?"
Yeah,
and I was like, "Just mix a tiny bit of it with something else, and then do put some hydrating toner in your hands as well at the ready for pills." Because no matter what you do, it's even if I group it with other stuff, I've always found it pilled.
Yeah. And it balls, you know, you think, oh, I've got away with it. It hasn't pilled this time. You put your makeup on, it looks fine. And then the next time you look in the mirror, your makeup's balling off.
Oh, mine just pills immediately when I use it.
Yeah, it does pill immediately as well. But yeah. Sometimes you just mix a little bit with something else and then pat it on and it looks okay.
Right, okay.
And then you put your foundation on, it kind of looks okay. And then you fucked your makeup before you put it on.
And don't do that. You spent so much time and money on your lovely makeup.
Yeah, it's really, really pointless and depressing. And yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
No. But hyaluronic acid in and of itself is an important, for, you know, holding in the hydration that you've just sprayed onto your face. But it's just something with that particular.
And I think there's other things with hyaluronic acid in the ordinary range, buffet, and that also pills.
Yeah, buffet. Probably. I don't use.
No.
Yeah. Strange. But then I asked my friend who was asking about this, and she said, I'm using buffet. And I said, oh, are you having any issues with buffet? And secondly, is niacinamide hurting your face? She was like, no to both. So I just think, fine, if it works for you, then that's brilliant.
Skincare is so variable. Some people are just like, I use buffet and hyaluronic acid.
Yep.
And then an oil, and I never get any pilling. You're like, what the fuck?
How
did you manage that?
It's fine. That works for me. That's brilliant. Yeah. So all of those are great. And then we've touched on it just, but mandelic acid, really, instead of using really face-pitting.
Yeah, if you want to try an acid, go for mandelic acid because it's the weakest out of the bunch from the ordinary.
And the ordinary's mandelic acid is at 10%. And then I think Ishtar does one, which is like a 5% serum, doesn't it?
So you could go even gentler again.
I was going to say, I like that, and actually I use that in the morning because I just think, it's weak.
They've also got polyhydroxy acids in the Ishtar Skin Lights product range. Even gentler, and they don't cause sun sensitivity. They reduce inflammation, they're lush.
What have you used of theirs that's PHAs?
It's their Prep and Glow Toner.
Really nice.
And it's hydrating. And you put it on and it stings a tiny little bit, which is my favourite. Yeah. Just a little bit. A little sting.
Just teeny. Yeah. Just to assure you. It's an assuring.
Yeah. This is working.
Yeah.
It is working because it's tingling. But there's no redness or soreness. It doesn't, like, I found the glycolic acid toner from the ordinary just didn't make my skin didn't look nice after using it. It was just a bit pissed off looking.
I know. I regret it now. But one of my friends who was like, oh, I've bought this glycolic acid. Is this good? And I was like, yeah, it's fine. And actually, I should have just said go and use the mandelic. It's even my face now. I find it just can't take glycolic and.
No,
it's weird. Yeah. I'm doing like the ordinary 30% AHA BHA peel, and I do that maybe once every 2 weeks or something when I feel my skin needs it. For me, far less irritating and than glycolic acid. For me,
it's
really strange.
I think there might be something in it that's just a little bit irritating, like a specific ingredient.
I'm using it on my armpits and on the chicken skin on my upper arms.
They're helping
massively.
Keratosis pilaris.
There we go. So really, really good for that. My skin feels really, really smooth and it's definitely not red. And it's a really good deodorant. So if you're finding it too strong,
If you've sometimes I get randomly get a bit of a smelly pit situation.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm doing a shower.
I'm doing a lot of exercise at the moment though, and I think that's it. Yeah. You're just running a lot. You're running a lot.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, it's great. It's exercising feels good. Especially in this mad time where you feel like we're climbing the walls.
It's good to de-stress.
It is. Okay, so yeah, avoid the strong acids. Mandelic is great.
Yeah.
So 10% is from the ordinary, then you can get a 5% from Ishtar Skin Light as well, which is lovely. Okay, and then we're talking about, we've touched on it, but repairing keeping the skin's barrier sort of non-compromised. Yeah. So what do we use?
To sort of improve the skin barrier, it's B5's good, ceramides are great. Generally, you know, hydrating, that helps to boost the skin barrier. There are so Asian skincare products are quite good because they are quite into that kind of thing. So snail mucin, centella.
I've just ordered centella.
Have you?
Yeah, from YesStyle.
Yeah. You'll find it all over the place in Korean skincare. That's meant to help as well. Anything soothing. You definitely want ceramides. So The Ordinary doesn't have anything specifically containing ceramides, but NMF have what they're calling ceramide precursors.
Okay.
So it gives the skin what it needs to produce the ceramides.
Okay.
You know, moisturizers, that sort of thing. So CeraVe, that's ceramides, that's really good for your moisture barrier. Dare I say it again? Ishtar.
I was going to say their ceramides. Their ceramides.
It's really good.
Is it under treatments or moisturizers? I can't remember. Let me just have a look for it.
Surely moisturizers.
I get confused.
The multi-ceramide thingy. But yes, somebody asked me on Instagram, like, is it like a balmy cream? I was like, no, it's more like a lotion.
Definitely. It's sold out because a friend of mine was saying, I want to start ordering stuff from them. What shall I do? So I did her a little basket. But like half of the stuff was sold out. I'm like, no.
I know. I think they must be struggling with the the old coronavirus. England is going back to normal now. All of a sudden.
We're not.
No.
So the Ishtar one, the multi-ceramide complex, I'll just read out a couple of things. So it's got photosterol complex, which is natural part of skin lipid barrier, making it 15% of the horny layer of the skin. Your horny skin.
Horny layer of skin.
It's got organic white tea extract, so unique antioxidant compounds, and also ceramides 3-3-II, 6 and 6-II, so 2, 3-3-2 and 6-6-2. Anyway, they are
a bunch of different
ceramides, basically. Glycosphingolipids.
Mm-hmm.
So rice-derived ceramides, and then basically says silicon-free, oil-free, blah blah blah. Anyway, it's lovely, really nice.
Really nice, but if you're going for more of a balm, then La Roche-Posay has a balm called Cicaplast Balm plus B5, and lots of people swear by that.
Okay,
that's pretty good. Yeah.
What's that like price-wise?
I don't know actually. I've never bought it.
They're not massively expensive, are they?
No, but I would imagine it would be £13.
Yeah, okay. That's really why.
This is my guess, but I'm Googling it.
The Ishtar one is £15, I think, probably for 30 mils. Yeah.
Okay, no, the Cicaplast balm is £7.50.
Whoa.
So that's all right, isn't it? That's pretty cheap.
But how big a bottle?
No, you're asking.
Oh, don't worry.
No, it's fine. It's taking me all over the shops. 40 mils of Cicaplast Balm, £7.50. That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, and not fragranced, I take it.
No.
Okay. Okay, that sounds brilliant. So we'll give you the Neod and the Ishtar and a couple of other versions of what to use.
Yeah, some nice things to try alongside your prescription strength treatment and your mineral sunscreen and your total nun-like existence where you completely quit drinking alcohol coffee, and you stopped eating marinated meat.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Please stop doing that. So if your doctor, we've talked about the doctor prescribing you antibiotics and creams, and the you were talking about reducing the, or controlling the mites and reducing inflammation with the Soolantra. So is Soolantra the brand name of the
medicine? Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, ivermectin is the drug name.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And then, or prescription strength azelaic acid, so you can maybe hop on to Dermatica and have them.
Yes, that's a good idea, yeah. Always worth checking with Dermatica what they can do for you.
They do 20%, don't they, azelaic?
Yeah, it's a dermatologist, so they can prescribe what they want, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. And otherwise, then, it's laser and IPL.
Yeah, I don't know how often that happens. It would probably have to be a really bad condition to have to
be prescribed laser. A friend of mine got in touch, actually, and she is going for the laser for her.
She?
For hers, yeah.
I love her.
Yeah. So, because I told her we were going to do the podcast about it, and she says she's going to give that a try. So, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, see, I'll ask her what she's using currently.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm looking at doing IPL for my hyperpigmentation because it's creeping back. As soon as I start with the hydroquinone, it's just
because I'm using hydroquinone now and it's not doing it. I haven't been using it that long. I don't think, maybe like 3 weeks. How long did it take before you noticed a difference?
Oh, God, I've used it on and off for so long now. For me, as soon as I hop back on using it, I've got to say it's noticeable within a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You're using it then with the tretinoin?
So 0.05 tret and 4% hydroquinone.
Okay, so I'm on 0.1 tret and 4% niacinamide, and it's just not touching the sides.
No,
and it's coming on my
4% niacinamide.
Yeah,
that's not much, is it?
It's not. What's the point? I think it's 4. So yeah, I'm gonna write back to them and say, please, can you give me hydroquinone again? Because though they are careful about giving your skin a break from the hydroquinone. So even though they're irresponsible, I'd like them not to be.
Can you be a bit less responsible, please, Doc?
But anyway, so that's really good. We've covered lots.
This is the first podcast we've done that's been over an hour.
I know.
Not for a while.
The last one we did when I was drunk was, and we got really sweary at the end, was probably over an hour, wasn't it?
I don't know. Actually talked about skincare for over an hour.
Constantly. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's quite a big subject, I think, rosacea, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It's a horrible thing to have.
Yeah, it is. I don't have it, but I gave myself it from using something.
Yeah, other, you had a little mini experience of what it would be like. Yeah.
I think with the flushing, it feels so uncontrollable, like blushing in front of someone you don't want to blush in front of. Do you know what I mean? It's that horrible feeling.
That does not sound like fun.
I just felt like I was giving a speech in front of a group of people. Like it was that uncomfortable heat of the face. Yeah, I did think it was early menopause time.
Shit.
Just turns out I was caning the acids on my face, probably.
Burnt your face off.
Probably. Oh. That's what I think it is. Oh, we also, did you talk about sensitive fix by Hyalamide? Did you say that?
Yeah, I haven't tried it. I don't know. I haven't really heard of anyone else who's tried it either. So I'm not sure how amazing it is, but that is an option.
I've used one. Hold on, let me just see what it looks like a second. I just need to make sure that I haven't used this one. I go by colours. What colour is it?
I think it's like a light greeny.
No, it's the blue calming complex. Gosh, it's quite expensive for hyalamide.
Yeah, and it quite often is out of stock, so difficult to get hold of.
It's more than modulating glucosides. I would just use that. I mean,
yeah,
Much better.
How much is it?
Well, glucosides is like £21. The hyaluronide one. Oh. I'm using a work laptop and they just refused me access to the Desi website. How dare you? Let me go and look fantastic instead. That is rude. It doesn't say. But when I went on there, it was over £30. I don't think it is that.
No.
I think it was on eBay or something. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was priced. They price gouged it.
It's £15 for 30
Okay.
So no, it is a bit cheaper than modulating glucosides.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. It's £18. It's sold out everywhere.
Yeah. Lots of things are sold out at the moment, though.
Yeah, I know.
From Jessiem and everywhere, really. But, you know, everyone's getting really into skincare. Actually, the Hyalamide Sensitive Fix is in stock on the Deciem site.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
It is, yeah. But yeah, there's lots of things that aren't in stock at the moment, and there's lots of new skincare people who they're getting really excited about all the skincare they're going to buy, and it's all out of stock.
Yeah.
So so that's rosacea. I think we've covered everything I wanted to say about it.
Yes. I think we'd like your guys' feedback and your experience and what's worked for you as well. Join us on the Facebook group, which is just Skincare with Friends.
We've got loads
of members. It's amazing.
Yeah, loads recently. I think people in quarantine are just going a bit skincare mad because it's something to do. And it's a great thing to get into because it'll make you happy.
Although I think there's someone waiting for us to okay them and they look like they're shilling bleaching cream by the look.
Oh yeah, I've removed loads of people for shilling.
Just get your bleaching cream out of my face, unless it's hydrochloride, in which case.
I'll have my bleaching cream prescribed to me by a dermatologist, please.
Not by you. No. So I thought, have you seen this lady? And she's still waiting. And I'm sure I've already pressed ignore. Like, you know, we don't want
just to like piss off. We're not having you.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. There's. It's. I don't know who these people are. What they're trying to do, but yeah, there's always some random person trying to join, looking really sketchy.
Yeah, absolutely. Who are you if I can't see your face and you're just telling me how you make $700 a month on your side hustle?
We don't want to hear about that.
To me.
Yeah, no thanks. No thanks.
Thanks for that. That was great.
Yeah, really nice. Lovely, lovely recording. Again.
It was a lovely recording. High five to you.
And you
and you listeners, and also can I just say thank you our great listener Leah who lives in Toronto, who sent me MAP, and then it went missing for a month, and then I had a letter from the post office saying you have to pay what's it called, import duty,
customs,
so I was like, fine, and it was only like a couple of quid, but anyway, I got it in the end. So
cool. Thank you, Leah. That's nice.
She sent me MAP and a full bottle of niacinamide and retinol as well.
Wow.
I was like, my favorite.
That's so nice. How did you know? She knows because of our podcast.
But won't stop banging on about it. But so thank you so much. I really appreciated that. I thought it was lovely.
That's so nice.
It is.
Oh, bless it.
So I'm fully stocked up. I've run out of both. I was just come to the end of my retinol serum and I had run out of niacinamide. So thank you.
Fantastic. There you go.
Thank you, listeners.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. We'll see you on our Facebook group, Instagram. And really nice. So well, I'm going to say bye, everybody.
We're recording.
We're still recording. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.